From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump has congratulated Iraq, its prime minister, and security forces for liberating the city of Mosul from Islamic State. The prime minister declared victory over ISIS Monday in taking back the city Islamic State had declared the capital of its caliphate in Iraq. Mr. Trump said the U.S. grieves for the thousands of Iraqis who suffered and died at the hands of Islamic State, along with the loss of the heroic soldiers, the Kurdish fighters who gave their lives. He says we honor their sacrifice. Egyptian police say that they killed six suspected members of the Islamic State in a shootout. Security forces were carrying out a raid Monday on the militants' apartment hideout when the gunfight broke out. All six suspected militants were killed. Police say they found a bomb, five automatic weapons, and ammunition. They also found IS propaganda material containing the concepts and slogans of the group. The New York Times reports that the man who set up a meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian attorney last year indicated in an email to Trump that the Russian government was the source of information that might hurt Hillary Clinton's campaign for president. The Times said its story was based on information from three people with knowledge of the email, and that the message from a publicist, Rob Goldstone, told Trump that the material was part of a Russian government effort to help his father, Donald Trump, defeat Hillary Clinton. The meeting apparently the first contact between senior Trump campaign officials and Russian interests during the campaign came 2 weeks after Trump won the Republican presidential nomination. And it was weeks before WikiLeaks began releasing emails embarrassing to Hillary Clinton. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. One unintended consequence of President Donald Trump's appearance at the Group of 20 summit in Hamburg, Germany, was a renewed focus on the blurring of lines between his official duty and family. This was caused by Ivanka Trump representing the president during at least one working session of the summit in Germany. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
He is being chastised for exiting at least one and possibly as many as three G20 sessions at least part of the time and having his daughter occupy his chair. One of those instances during a session on African development revealed in a tweet, subsequently deleted, from a member of the Russian delegation. Critics are calling this unprecedented and a breach of diplomatic protocol. Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers writes in comments published in the Financial Times and Washington Post, "There is no precedent for a head of government's adult child taking a seat. It was insulting to the others present and sent a signal of disempowerment regarding senior government officials."
At least six Hindu pilgrims were fatally shot by suspected militants in Indian-controlled Kashmir, police said. The victims were among nearly 50 people traveling on an annual pilgrimage Monday when their vehicle was attacked by what local police suspect were separatists fighting against Indian rule in Kashmir. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, which took place in a district. Thousands of unaccompanied and separated refugee and migrant children risk exploitation, trafficking, abuse, and violence because European asylum countries have failed to protect them. That's according to three leading humanitarian organizations. To remedy the situation, the United Nations Refugee Agency, the UN Children's Fund, and International Rescue Committee have devised a roadmap for action to protect vulnerable children arriving and staying in Europe. It was noted that the youngsters often were detained upon arrival in Europe, with many placed with adults in large centers. UNICEF has said that the underlying causes that prompted children and their families to make the perilous journey across the Mediterranean Sea remain, as millions of people are still affected by the conflicts in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan. President Donald Trump's administration is postponing plans to drop a program to provide visas for foreign entrepreneurs who launch companies in the U.S. The visa program proposed last year by former President Barack Obama was intended to give entrepreneurs who are not eligible for other types of visas permission to live in the U.S. for 30 months to get their enterprises up and running. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.